You're with SBS Radio.
Ang pangambang mawala ng trabaho, bunga ng teknolohiya ay pangkaraniwang nagdudulot ng pangamba't pagkabalisa. Simula nung kaganapan ng tinatag na Industrial Revolution noong 18th century, ang mga tao ay nangamba na sa maaring epekto ng teknolohiya sa kanilang buhay at trabaho. Ibinuhos ng ekonomistang si Jim Stanford ang buhay niya sa pagsusuri sa pinakamahusay na pamamaraan ng pagharap ng Australia sa mga pagbabago sa teknolohiya. Pinamumunuan ni Dr. Jim Stanford ng Center for Future Work sa Australian Institute sa Canberra ang maganda anyang kanyang mensahe. Di basta-basta mawawala ang trabaho. Dito basta-basta mapapalitan ng teknolohiya.
You still need human beings, even to design and engineer, manufacture, install, operate, and maintain the robots. They can't do it without human beings. So any process that involves automation and new machinery does have new work associated with it, as well as the jobs that could be displaced. And what we have to do as an economy is a much better job at matching people who are negatively affected by tech change with some of the new opportunities and options that are opened up because of tech change. If we can do that, then again, people will stop seeing technology as a threat and see it more as an opportunity.
Ayon kay Dr. Stanford, di teknolohiya ang problema. Ang issue niya ay kung paano haharapin ng Australia ang pagbabago sa teknolohiya.
It's going to be hard to stop technology. I don't think any of us want to go back to a less technology-intensive world. But more importantly, I think it misidentifies where the problem is. And I think the key issue here is how we manage technology and whose interests technology serves, rather than trying to stop technology itself.
Ayon sa futurist na si Ross Dawson, mailan mang trabaho ang mawawala bunga ng teknolohiya, mailan namang bagong oportunidad na magbubukas para sa trabaho bunga ng teknolohiya. Ang focus niya ay ang tumulong at tulungan ang mga manggagawang magkaroon ng kakayahan at kaalaman upang maitangi ang kakayahan ng mga tao na di maaaring magawa ng mga makina.
As we see machine capabilities improve, we do need to focus on what is most deeply human about us and our capabilities so that we can both create and take these new jobs that are emerging.
Ayon sa kalihim ng Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, isang nakita niyang simpleng pamamaraan upang mabigyan proteksyon ng kasalukuyang mga trabaho at sa hinaharap ay ang pagtibayin ng mga batas sa lugar trabaho. Anyang pinahinang batas sa lugar trabaho Industrial Relations Law ay di naging paborable para sa mga manggagawa.
It's allowed employers to just find all these different ways of making a job that used to be a permanent job with full rights to a job that's insecure or casual or labour hire with very few rights. And so that isn't an issue of the economy changing, that's an issue of the laws or the rights that workers have changed. And so absolutely we can turn around the level of insecure jobs that we've got in our country by simply fixing those broken laws so that if you're working in a job and you're working there for long enough, you should get all the proper rights and protections that we used to have.
Nais makita ni Sally McManus ang pagtutulungan sa pagitan ng pamahalan at pribadong sektor, mga unyon, sa pagharap sa mga pagbabago at epekto ng pagbabago sa mga teknolohiya.
Let's say there's a change in our energy sector and we're moving towards, say, renewable energies, and we can see that happening in some industries winding down and new ones coming along. Well, what should we be doing? First of all, we should be ensuring that we're planning for the skills we need. So that means training up young people, training up the existing workforce, planning to transition, hopefully, those workers into those new jobs. And these are really basic things that could be done to lessen the impact on workers, but also it's good for the whole country to make sure that you're planning for those jobs and you've got people with the skills who can do those jobs.
Si Sally McManus sa kanyang pahayag na nais niyang makita ang higit pang pagtutulungan sa pagitan ng pamahalaan, mga taga-empleyo at union kaugnay ng pagharap sa mga pagbabago sa teknolohiya. Sinabi naman ng ekonomistang si Jim Stanford mula Center for Future Work, magandang halimbawang naging pagkilos sa South Korea kaugnay ng epektibong pagtutulungan.
Rather than just giving out tax breaks and subsidies, they actually say, we're going to sit down and build, we're going to develop a world-beating smartphone or a world-beating automobile or world-beating home electronics, and we'll all contribute to that mission. And the proof is in the pudding because, again, the Koreans, like the Europeans, have just really eaten our lunch when it comes to real delivered innovation.
Ang employment website na SEEK ay kabilang sa ilang mga organisasyon at individual na naghahain ng kani-kanilang mga submissions sa nasabing Senate inquiry. Tinataya ng SEEK na halos kalahati sa mga kasalukuyang trabaho ay maaaring gawing automated gamit-gamit ang kasalukuyang teknolohiya. Ayon kay Sarah McCartney ng SEEK, ang automation ay magbubunga ng tinatawag niya sa wikang Ingles na hollowing out of the middle, kung saan tataas ang pangailangan sa mga trabahong low at highly skilled, habang bababa naman ang pangailangan sa mga trabaho kung saan nasa katamtaman o gitna lamang o ang mga kaalaman at kasanayan.
Technology enables people to remove a lot of these repetitive, automated, and not particularly engaging tasks and frees them up to do more intelligent, creative, and empowering work. And that's really the big shift we're on now, is helping, you know, employers, organizations, industries identify and almost break the shackles of where we've been in the past and go, imagine what we could be doing with our brains and our intelligence and our relationships and our interactions. How could we be progressing, you know, businesses and organizations forward now that we're freed up from doing a lot of this repetitive work?
Naniniwala rin ng SEEK na kailangan gawing prioridad ang mas pinagtibay na pagtutulungan sa pagitan ng pampublikong sektor, mga negosyo at edukasyon. Ani Sarah McCartney, mahalaga ang online education sa pagtulong sa manggagawa sa pagpapabuti sa kani-kanilang kasanayan para sa mga oportunidad para sa trabaho sa hinaharap.
That's critically important as we move towards a world where lifelong learning will be essential, because the tasks we need to carry out in our roles and the technologies we need to use will continue to evolve rapidly. We need an education system that is dynamic and responsive. And I think it's fair to say that the education system we've been operating in to date, you know, has many benefits to it, but in terms of the delivery system, it needs to get up to speed.
Takdang ihain ng Senate inquiry ang kanilang ulat kaugnay sa hinaharap ng trabaho sa Australia sa 12 ng Setyembre.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.